As I said, Dick Ross also, and those people made a big difference to me, because Dick Ross was extraordinarily... When I first came there, that group was Bert Pitt, Dick Ross, Bud Friesinger, O'Neill Humphreys, and others were... And Mike Weisfeld later on, who I'm still a very good friend, who was the next generation, really. And Bernadette Healy was there also, I mean. So it was the next generation. But I mean, the reality was that... And I think it was Michael Oliver, interestingly enough, that came as a... on a sabbatical to work with Dick Ross.
When he came out.
Dick, Michael Oliver, well, I got there, and Michael Oliver was there, I think, around 58 or 59, around when I first came there, 60. And or maybe a little bit after that. And Michael Oliver had a real, and I think her name was French, the woman who worked with him was an epidemiologist. I think her name was French. But she did the original studies in Edinburgh on sudden death and out-of-hospital deaths, and where they were running around seeing whether they could have doctors. That was when the idea of the first doctors riding around in the ambulances and resuscitation. But he, you know, given all the other problems, of course, what he did. I was always a friend of his afterwards, even though obviously disagreed with all the stuff with Michael.
Yeah.
But he basically had a big impact on Dick Ross. And Dick Ross had, of course, a huge impact in those days on the Heart and Lung Institute. And, you know, Pete Frohman just died. I don't know if you know, Pete just died. He had pancreas cancer, and he did very well for about 3 years, and he died about a month ago. But, you know, Pete Frohman became the project officer for our sudden death studies. We were funded to do the sudden death studies in Baltimore. And Mike Friedman had one of the centers for studying sudden deaths. I got to know Mike Friedman very well, because he had one of the centers for studying sudden deaths. And then Meyerberg had one of the centers in Miami. And then Art Morse got involved. So every year, Art and I got very much involved in sudden death and Green. So every year we had a meeting on sudden death in Rochester, the Rochester sudden deaths meetings. And Michelle Morofsky, of course, got involved very actively in the development of the defibrillator. Right? Michelle died. He got multiple myeloma, and he died.
But there's
a Michelle Morofsky Institute actually in Rochester now with him, because Art was very friendly with their family. And it was an interesting and exciting era.